This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the 7 o'clock Eastern Time hour of the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. This is Paul's youngest son, Patrick. I'll be at the reins here on the foreseeable future to help you out, answer all your gardening questions. For those of you just joining in for the first time in a while, I know vacations happen a lot in August. Unfortunately, about a month ago, my father, Paul, passed away peacefully in his sleep. It was something that he wanted me to do, was take over this and continue his legacy. It's something he and I have been talking about for a number of years. He always would say to me, all right, when I retire, you're going to take over the show. For those of you who have been listening to my father or know my father, seen him at a garden center, that type of thing, he wasn't the type who was going to retire. So I always said, oh, okay, Dad, yep, uh-huh, that'll be fine. Yep, when you retire. You know, kind of didn't expect this. Nobody really did. So I'm here. I'm here to help you guys answer anything I can about gardening. Hey, if you want to talk about like the Red Sox or the Bruins or something in New England, I can do that too. This is a gardening program, so let's talk about that type of thing. Let's get out there, garden today. It's a beautiful day, for me at least. I love the temperatures out there. We're in the 50s right now. Going to be in the 60s today. Great day to be in the garden. And just get out there, clean up, start to get ready for fall. The leaves haven't started falling yet, so you can still see the soil around some of the plants. This way will allow you to get rid of some of the weeds you don't want, clean up the areas, and just make it still look good for fall. Do some more planting, etc. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And be here till 10 o'clock to answer all your gardening questions. Let's go right back into the phone lines. Who's up first this hour?
Up first this hour, we have Audrey.
Audrey, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hey, Patrick. I just want to say that you're almost filling your dad's shoes. You're doing a good job.
Thank you.
Yes. I have carpet roses and Rosa rugosas, and I can never remember what season to cut them back, each one.
Well, so there's a couple schools of thought. I know some people will actually cut them back in the fall to get them so there's not much to it. You can do that. My father would always say, his saying in the spring was, for roses, wait until the Red Sox come back for real into Boston to cut your roses. He used to say it the tongue-in-cheek way, you know, when they really come back, who knows when they really come back, they never win a World Series, that type of thing. I always used to poke at him for that one. And so it's usually around like the 15th to the 20th of April. You can even wait a little bit longer, depending upon how the weather, the winter is. But that was one of his sayings. This is always around that time is when you can cut back your roses. When I worked at a garden center in Peabody, in order, the roses that we overwintered, we would actually all cut them back in the fall as it was. So it's really either one works. It's just taking care of them for the winter. So if you cut them back now, I'd probably wait some time, maybe into October. Make sure you take the necessary steps, maybe like a cardboard rose teepee that goes over the roses to help, the top is open so it'll allow moisture to get in, rain, that type of thing. But it's got that slant to it so the snow won't sit on top of it. Also, a little bit later, closer to maybe like Thanksgiving, because you want the ground to be frozen, is taking the straw the salt marsh hay and putting that around the roses for later in the season to help protect it and keep it that temperature. One of the reasons why you kind of wait till later is if you do it too early, you're basically creating like a rodent hotel. Mice, that type of thing, are looking for places to be for the winter, looking for like something to keep warm. You put that salt marsh hay or straw too early, you're just inviting them to live there. That's why you kind of wait till the ground is frozen and keep it till like Thanksgiving. One of the things my father always used to say is, buy the salt marsh hay earlier, because a lot of garden centers towards November, Thanksgiving time, they don't have it. They're focused on their Christmas time, the indoor plants, that type of thing. But keep it to the side and have it ready for about Thanksgiving. And just remember, around that time, you're going to be putting that around the roses and other plants that you want to protect like that. It's thinking ahead and not doing it too early with the protection part. The cutting back, you don't want to do it too late. So take a look at the beginning of October. See what the temperatures are for the next like couple weeks. If it's still going to be in the 50s, it's a 50s, maybe some 60s, it's a good time to be cutting them back then. Or you can wait till the spring. Either way, it's up to you. Both will work. So hopefully that helps you out, Audrey, with your roses.
Okay, Patrick, thank you. Oh, wait a minute,
thank
Patrick,
you.
Hold
yeah,
on.
Go right ahead. Yep. You still there, Audrey?
Okay, yes. My husband just got up. Sorry.
Okay.
He wants to know about cutting back the, the evergreen shrubs.
Okay.
They're very old, and he has been keeping them trimmed pretty well. But they're very old, and so what about cutting them back now?
So you can cut them back now, depending upon what they are. I always like to make sure that the cooler temperatures are there, and I also like to do it, the rule of thumb with an evergreen, like let's just, for example, a yew. A lot of people will try to hedge them out. I like to do them before, like, July 4th, July 10th, so it's not too hot, and they burn the tips of the plants when you do it. So the cooler temperatures are a good way to do it. I know right now, towards the end of the week, in New England, it's supposed to be in the 80s, at least I know in Massachusetts where I am, where I'm from. It's supposed to be like 85 with some rain, I think Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So maybe wait a little bit longer to do any like the heavier shearing. But when it comes to evergreens, make sure if you're going to do any deep cutting, it's by only a third. And when I look at it, I look at it as a third of the actual green of the plant. Because if you take the third of the plant based on the actual stem, the trunk, that type of thing, you could cut all the green off and get down to the just the branches. So I like to look at the third as the green that is there and cut that only at that point. It's kind of a give or take. That's just the rule of thumb. These are very old evergreens, so I'm sure your husband has cut them deeper than a third previous or less than a third. But that's just the general rule of thumb for it. The other thing you could be doing in the next couple weeks is for those evergreens, if you really want to help them through the winter, is fertilizing them with a holly tone. From Espoma, use it at half the rate instead of the full rate. That would definitely help get them ready for winter and get them ready for spring as well. You're not only getting them ready for winter, but you're getting them ready so when spring comes, they're ready to go again. So those are a couple things you can do. And the same thing with the evergreens, what I'd like to see your husband do, or you do, is spray them with a wilt stop to keep in the moisture over the winter, to allow them to, you know, when the wind hits them, when they dry out, they don't dry out as quickly. It keeps the moisture in the plant where it needs to be instead of outside the plant. So those are a couple things you could do, and that's it should help you with success for the future with those evergreens.
Thank you so much, Patrick. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Audrey, for the phone call. And you guys have good luck and have a great day. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Are animals eating those beautiful, expensive plants around your home? Bonides Repels All is the answer. Bonides Repels All is an all-natural animal repellent that repels deer, rabbits, skunks, squirrels, chipmunks, raccoons, and more by scent, taste, and as an irritant. Unlike other repellents, Repels All does not have an unpleasant odor and will last for up to 2 months. You can safely apply all-natural Repels All to trees, shrubs, perennials, bulbs, and other plants. It's also great to use on structures and fences to prevent horses from chewing on them. Repels All is available in both liquid and granular form. The liquids are available in ready-to-use concentrate and hose end sprayer container, which attaches to your garden hose. The granular form is available in shaker containers for easy application and a 6-pound bag that you can apply throughout your spreader. Bonide products are family-made in America. Repels All is available at these fine stores: Mahoney's near you, West Lebanon Feed and Supply, West Lebanon, New Hampshire, Acampo's True Value Agway in Central Maine, or go to bonide.com for a retailer near you.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multi-purpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations for Publix Supermarkets. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Publix to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we're building a brighter future. Sign up for Publix's team today at marchforbabies.org.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I will be joining you until 10 o'clock tonight. Just had my first cup of coffee. I should have had it a little bit before 6 o'clock. But it's amazing what coffee can do to you to wake you up and get you ready to answer some of these gardening questions. I'm ready to go. Who's up next on the line? Let's get some questions answered.
Coming up next, we have Sue in Rochester.
Sue, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, Patrick. Thanks for taking my call, and thanks for taking over for your wonderful dad.
Thank you.
Yeah, he was great. So I have a very small garden, and I expanded it this year earlier, but I haven't planted it because of the weather and the temperatures and actually time crunch. So I want to move. I've got a good big patch of iris that I want to move, and then I also want to move a phlox. How late? What's your recommendation for just how long I can wait to do it?
Well, so you do actually have a good amount of time because you want the temperatures to be cool. You don't want it to be too warm. The next week's looking like the 80s. This week is looking like the 80s. Maybe we're getting into the 70s. I like to see temperatures in the 50s or 60s. Once it starts getting into the 40s during the day, you might actually do a little bit of shock to the roots, but it's not a bad thing for them.
Right.
One of the things you should definitely do when you do transplant them is use the Biotone starter
from Ascoma. Right, I've got a big bag of it.
That's going to help any of the transplant shock. It's got that mycorrhizae fungi in it. That attacks the root system in a beneficial way, and just it's awesome stuff. So you could definitely wait until like October. If you had to do it now, do it now. But if you have time, you definitely can wait. Getting into November might be a little bit too much, but end of October, you should still be fine. You want to give it a little bit of time to allow it to at least send out its roots for the winter so that it's going to actually be able to protect itself for the winter. So that's why I say October would be the latest I would do it. And definitely use that Biotone starter because that just helps with the transplant shock. One other suggestion is make sure you continue to water the iris and the phlox so that the water is getting into the plant, so it's absorbing that more. Because the worst thing you can do is take a dry plant, so it's already under stress, and then cut into its root system, and then plant it from there. It can be too much for it. So keep watering up until usually the day before. Some people will even do it that day, but I don't like to do it that day right before I plant it. I dig it out because you could wash away some of the soil that's sitting on the roots when you dig it. I like to do it the day before. That way the water gets into the plant. It's well absorbed. When you dig it up, you can get a nice root system and then put it right into another hole. Put in the Biotone starter, maybe some cow manure or some peat moss to give it some nutrients in that new spot for you. And then from there, water it back in. When I plant anything in, I like to plant it halfway, the soil compacted around it, then water it in. So the soil will move down and get into those water pockets, the air pockets that were there that you just can't get it tight enough for. Fill it again with the soil to the level that you need it to, and then water for a second time. Any of the air pockets there will go down, and then you just finish it up with any of the soil, and then mulch it around it, that type of thing. So I definitely think those things would help you going forward. But again, probably middle of October, that would be a good time. But again, if you needed to do it now, we're starting to see some lower temperatures, so it shouldn't be too bad. But just take the extra steps to help take care of it, and that's going to help you be more successful in the spring and going forward.
Okay, great. Yeah.
All right, Sue,
that answers the question. Thank you.
Thank you so much for the phone call. Good luck, and enjoy the rest of your day. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your questions in regards to the gardening. Great day to get outside. A little overcast right now, but it's, my opinion, perfect temperature. So give us a call, 855-660-4261.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After what's been a fairly quiet Atlantic hurricane season, the southeast U.S. up to the mid-Atlantic being warned now about what could be Hurricane Florence soon, the tropical storm taking aim at the east coast, according to the National Hurricane Center's John Cangelosi.
Could become a hurricane during the day on Sunday, and then by the time it gets near the east coast of the United States, we're expecting Florence to be a major hurricane.
Vice President Mike Pence says he's never heard any discussion within the administration about trying to remove President Trump from office. That after an anonymous op-ed supposedly written by a Trump appointee appears in the New York Times, saying White House officials have discussed invoking the 25th Amendment to remove a president deemed unfit for office. Pence tells CBS he doesn't know who's behind the op-ed, but the author should be ashamed. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
And good morning, gardeners, and welcome back to the 7 o'clock hour Eastern Time. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock to answer all your gardening questions. It's a little cloudy out there, but it's a great day to be out in the garden. The sun's not going to be hitting your back and hitting your... Yeah, making you sweat and get all gross out there. It's actually going to be helping you out and allowing you to really get more done in the garden. So it's a great day to be going out there. I know the past couple of days it's been so nice to be able to, with the cooler temperatures, to get out and do some things. I actually, you know, mowed the lawn yesterday. The day before, I was just weeding the gardens. I forgot how great it was a relaxer for me. My father always had those types of things, and I've mentioned it a couple of times that anytime I'd come up here to see him, he'd be out in the garden doing something, and you could just see that smile on his face, the relaxed look of him. So it's one of those things that, depending upon who you are, it's a great way to just unwind, forget about what's going on in the world and just get back down to earth. So it's pretty cool stuff. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Let's get right back into the phone lines. Who's up next?
Coming up next, we have Richard in Boston.
Richard, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you? Richard, you there?
Sounds like he stepped away from his phone.
All right. So,
in the meantime, then we have Carol.
Carol, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yes. Good morning, Patrick. Sorry to hear about your dad.
Thank you.
I'm a longtime listener. I was upset about my crab apple tree, but now I'm upset about your dad. My question is kind of, I don't know, it's probably a big challenge one. I've had this crab apple for 20-some-odd years, Mm-hmm. It was moved from a location maybe 13 years ago when we lived near the Manchester Airport, New Hampshire. And we moved it to our current address. And everyone says, well, you can't transplant a crabapple tree. But we did, and the thing survived. And actually, it was in one of those mild December months. So,
yep.
But I said, I'm going to have it die with me over here than back where they just mow it down.
Yeah.
But anyways, the question is, it had beautiful blooms this past May. But I noticed lately, it looked a little, I don't know if it was from the heat, but we lost one of the branches that snapped when we had those heavy windstorms. And there was so many crab apples on the tree. I'd never seen so many. So I was getting a little concerned because it looked a little like, tired, hot, and probably needs a lot of water. But the thing that's bothering me now is something is eating all the bark at the bottom of the tree, complete circle right around the lower tree, all stripped of the bark. It's about 10 inches wide. So at first I thought maybe it was an insect, and then I saw some shredded, the inside, the white barky
yep.
stuff. So I don't know if it's an animal trying to make a nest or looking for bugs inside the tree or...
It seems like it would be an animal that is attacking that, maybe groundhog, beaver, something along that size.
Yeah.
One of the things you can use to help kind of repel it would be like a Repelzol from Bonide.
Repelzol?
Yeah, Repelzol. It's a great product that it comes in a couple forms. It comes in liquid and comes in granular.
Okay.
The liquid can go right onto the bark itself. So when the pest is trying to chew it, it gives it's like an egg solid and something along those lines. It has like a bitter taste. And then the granular has that scent as well. It just does a couple ways of irritating the pest. The other thing you could do is they sell at like garden centers, they sell like a plastic wrapping that can go around like the trunk of trees.
Okay.
You sometimes, if you go to a garden center in the spring and you look at all the trees, they have like a little white wrap on the bottom of the stem. It's kind of like that. That helps protect the area so that the pest isn't trying to bite into it. They hit the plastic, and it's not easy for them to get through.
Okay.
So
right now, go ahead. I'm sorry.
You could definitely try that. Some people use, like, there's like a, it's almost like, it's a heavier duty cardboardy type paper. That's something you can use as a wrap, to go around there. Another thing, which isn't like an attractive option, maybe like getting some chicken wire.
Well, I was just going to say that my daughter brought over some chicken wire because she gave me the tree.
Yeah,
so brought over some. So we wrapped the bottom last night.
That should definitely help. The thing you said, it's all the way at the bottom.
All the way at the bottom, and as I said, they went right around a complete circle, and it's like what? So, and I know there's a big hole not far away from the tree where my neighbor has a little shed, and it looks like it must be a woodchuck or a groundhog.
Yeah. So definitely make sure that you put it a little bit past the 10 inches, so
okay.
It goes a little bit higher. Just you never know if the woodchuck or groundhog is going to, stand up a little bit to get over it.
Okay.
You don't want to just cover the place. I mean, I had one in my backyard, a groundhog, and I just kept seeing it get fatter and fatter, and the area it was in was a nice weed area, so I was fine with it eating everything, but you could tell the areas it would do would just get bigger and bigger, and some of these things it would just stand up, and when it stood up, it was like, whoa, that's a little
wow.
taller than I expected.
And the funny thing is, my neighbor just had a big tree torn down. He had all these logs. Like, why are you picking on my tree?
Right? Yeah, yeah. Sometimes you want to just say, hey, could you pick on somebody else? Just,
yeah, there's a lot of trees around here.
Yeah. The other thing I want to see you do for your crab apple is fertilize it for the fall. Give it a tree tone from Espoma. at half the rate that you normally would do it in the spring. And then I want to see you fertilize it again in the spring at regular rate and do this for the next couple of years. I know it's an older plant, so you're going to need to use a little bit more. But it's just like if you or I were to get sick, we use an antibiotic, and we always have that, you know, chicken soup or those good foods that help you feel better.
Yeah.
We've got to kind of do the same thing for the tree.
Now, will the open box will be had in the winter where it strips the back off of it?
It might be. And so that's one of the other reasons why I was thinking to use that plastic wrap.
Okay, for the winter.
That plastic, yeah.
Okay.
Or like that cardboardy type wrap.
Okay.
You don't want it. So they have sprays out there that's like called like a pruner sealer.
Yeah.
Those are, you know, those will work. The thing that I worry about with those is if, say, there's an insect in there, just as an example.
Okay.
It seals them into the plant.
Oh, geez, I never would have thought of that.
You know, and so if there's insects, some, you know, the bark was exposed, an insect could get in there because it's easier for them. You put this pruner sealer on it, it seals them in there, and now they're sealed into this plant where they can just eat and eat and eat. So you're not going to be able to penetrate as easily.
Oh, I never thought that. Wow, that's quite interesting.
The pruner sealer does have a good use for it, especially, you know, right after you cut something that you don't want anything to come up. I don't like to do it with a wound that's been there for a bit because you never know what could be behind it.
Well, yeah, that's a good point. I never thought of that. And
so,
there is a local hardware store. I think it's, I should maybe say it in the year, but Ace Hardware. You know, I used to go in there and say, you know, oh, do you have such and such product? And he said, oh, don't tell me. Will you listen to Paul Parron this morning? Because I'd have a rush comes in. So now I'll say, no, I was listening to Patrick.
Yeah, great. One thing with the fertilizer, I just want to just let you know, when you do fertilize, make sure you don't do it right next to the trunk. However wide your crab apple is, usually, let's say it's 15 feet wide.
Okay.
At the furthest point is where I want you to put the fertilizer in. They call that the drip line of the plant.
Okay.
That's where your feeder roots are. So that's where it's going to
go out to the perimeter where the roots would be spreaded.
Yeah,
okay.
Right at the edge of where the last branch is. So basically, the way I always show people at the garden center is I stick my hands out to the sides, and where my fingertips are, that's where I want the fertilizer, because that's where the feeder roots are. If you put it too close to the trunk, you know, you might as well just throw anything there, because it's not going to do anything. That's why you do it to the outside. That way, those feeder roots are growing and getting for something. You want a root system to always just continue to grow and get out. I mean, crab apples or apple trees. For example, I had read an article once that an apple tree had a 110-foot root system. It just went 110 feet away. So the roots are far out there. They're always trying to adventure out to get more nutrients, more fertilizer, that type of thing.
I never knew that.
So that's why you want to do it on the edges, because that's where the little hairy roots are. You know, I always say too that when I was a kid, you would always draw a tree, and if you had to draw the root system, it was just lines underneath there. There was nothing crazy to it. But the little hairs on it have come out from, those are like the feeder roots. Those little white hairs on there are the best ones out there, and they're usually on the outside. So that's what I
never
knew
they went out there, because, you know, the base of the tree doesn't look that big, but like you said, the roots probably go way out.
Yeah, I mean, on a crab apple, you could be out 15, 20 feet, but the drip line, where the wide as the tree is, that's the best place to be doing any of the fertilization.
Okay, so it's True Tone by Espona.
Tree Tone by Espona.
And then the spray there.
Repelzol by Bonide.
Repelzol by Bonide, okay. Yep. Yeah.
And just make sure with the Espona product, you do it at half the rate this fall. In the spring, do full rate. You don't want to give it too much fertilizer at this point. Because it could actually, you don't want to promote new growth. You want to promote the root growth. So that's why you go half the rate.
Okay.
Great thing about it on both of these, the Repelzol by Bonide and the Tree Tone, they're both organic.
Oh,
so they're
wonderful.
Pretty awesome.
Wonderful. That's so helpful. I was a little bit disheartened because I said, oh, God, this is the end of my crab apple tree. My daughter gave it to me for one Mother's Day, so it had a lot of sentiment.
Yeah, no, understandable. And, you know, these are some things that are going to help it. In the spring, you can even do some pruning of the crab apple, maybe like February, March, if you could have, you know, you could do it or have somebody do it. Get rid of some of the cross branches, the heavy load on it, and that could help you.
Okay.
To get it to rejuvenate it a little bit. With some of that damage, you know, it's just going to get a little bit smaller to make it so it'll get stronger later.
Okay. So,
but you could definitely do that in, you know, February or March. One of the things for you and for anybody else out there, what I like to do when I used to do my father's show, just on, you know, here and there, what I would always do is I would pull up his old newsletters. And I actually pulled up a newsletter from 2017. It was about crab apples. So it was pretty cool that you called about that. So I already had it up and ready to go. Carol, thank you so much for the phone call. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock to help you out with all your gardening questions. And I'll end it before the next break. Good morning, Katie.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Yeah, need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Good morning and welcome back. It's the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Got a couple minutes before the end of the hour, so let's go right back into the phone lines. Who's up next?
Coming up next, we have Christian, who's on the road, has a question about azaleas.
Christian, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning, Patty. How are you?
Doing great, Christian.
Sorry for your loss, buddy.
Thank you.
I had a question. I'm on the road. I come back from New Hampshire. I might lose you, so I'll probably just hang up and listen to your answer. How do you think Boston's going to fare in the playoffs with their middle relief problem? Yeah. I'm only kidding. Hey, my azalea, the stems, it's beautiful blooms in the spring, but my stems are, like, really black. Almost like soot.
Yeah.
And, but when I turn the leaf over to look on the underside, I don't see any bugs.
Yeah, so you got the after effects of aphids, that white fly, that type of thing. It's sooty mold is what you have on your stems. One of the things you want to do with that is you actually want to, before you spray anything, you want to wash off the plant the best you can. Maybe take, it's up to you if you want to put some gloves on and just wipe down the stems. What that is the insect's excrement on there. And so it's the after effects of what's happening to the plant. The best product to use would be an all seasons oil on there. You can use it multiple times during the year. You usually see it in azaleas, you see it in hollies and a couple other things like that. So the best way to do it, wash off the plant the best you can. Get rid of that sooty mold. And then once the plant dries out from the washing, use an all seasons oil. You can use that a couple times a year. You can actually use it all season. I don't like to use it in the summer, especially when it's above 85 to 90, because it is an oil, so it can actually just burn the plant. So definitely an all-seasons oil is the way to go with that, to help it survive for the future. And then again, fertilize it with some Hollytone this fall to get it ready for next year at half the rate. That's definitely the way to do it. So hopefully that helps you.
Late to spray the corn oil.
It's not too late at all. You can do it a couple times between now and the end of the year. The one thing, just if you saw that it happened this year, take a look for the future and know that it's happened, so it could happen again next year. So maybe do some of the some early season, April, May, do some intervals of that at that point. Fertilize it in the spring to get it stronger. You can do it a few times. You might even be able to do it into June and July, just depending upon the temps. Just remember, like 85 or over, it's a little bit too warm to be doing that.
When you say wash it, is that soap and water? Stupid question. I know that.
No, you can use just straight water or soap and water. Just really dilute the soap if you're gonna. But mostly it's water. It's gonna wash off. That's why I usually say use like a kitchen glove, because that rubber might help aggravate it a little bit as you're washing it. But that'll definitely help. And once everything dries off, do the all seasons oil. All right, Christian, it was great to hear from you. And as far as Boston's middle relief, we'll be fine. They're all going to take a break, and they're going to be ready, and we're gonna go to the World Series. I see it happening. I know you're, might be originally from the New York area, so we'll see what happens there, bud. Thank you for calling. It's great to hear from you. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Next hour, we're actually going to be joined by a couple guests. Going to be Kip from BioSafe Systems. We'll be talking about some great things. One of the things that they're actually doing until November 1st is they're running a promo on their website. The promo code is PPARENT15 for 15% off purchases from now until November 1st. And as always, they have free shipping with orders over $29.99. So go onto their website and get some information for them. Definitely be good for you. Again, the phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call. Like I said, a couple guests in the next hour. I'll have some time to do a few phone calls. But I wanted to get that out. Want to get a couple out there to get you some good information, timely information. So feel free to listen to the next hour.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself.
yourself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.